لكل هول من الأهوال.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, The Spiritual Breakfast, every day from 8:30 to 9:30. You know, it is the interview segment. The day today is the 6th of Rajab, 1446, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, and that is the 6th of January, 2025. So let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saf Tamat Barakatuhu. Remember, the day today, we gave you the date, it's the 6th of Rajab, 1446. And remember, our topic today is on Yemen. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, where is it mentioned in the Quran Sharif and Ahadith Mubarakah about Yemen?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic for today's interview, the title will be The Houthis in Yemen. Houthi, first and foremost, we must know the word. The Western press and many a time, Al-Asafi Shadid, is very unfortunate. Our Muslims also, they use all upside down words for Gaza. They'll say Gaza is Gaza. And Mosul, they will use Mosul like that. So here also is mispronounced and pronounced incorrectly. The word is Hu Si Ha Wow Sa Ya. What I say? Alif Bete Se Alif Bata Sa. So the Houthis in Yemen. So Houthi will be H-O-U-T-H-I-S. Houthi. Houthis, put the S. So that is our topic today, the Houthis in Yemen. Alhamdulillah, today is the 6th of Rajab, 1446. From now till Ramadan, we should read the following two du'as. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu is buried there, right next to Masjid al-Aqsa. His honorable wife is buried there in Cyprus, Ummah Haram radiallahu anha. It shows where and how far the Sahaba went to propagate the deen of Islam. So he taught us in the hadith in Kanzul Ummal and Tabarani that now we should be reading and learning these du'as. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan ali wa sallimhu li mutaqabbala. But better we read it plural and collectively. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, you save and protect us for Ramadan. No accident, no hijacking, kidnapping. Mushab wa sallim Ramadan alana, and protect Ramadan for us, meaning there will be no unnecessary controversy regarding the moon or other issues and so forth. Wa sallim hu lana mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, that make us from those that our speech, our actions and all that are also accepted in your court. So the hadith is a good dua and is mentioned, remember, in Kanzul Ummal and in Tabarani. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahimahullah, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahimahullah. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas passed away in 44. Mawlana Yusuf Sahib passed away in 65. All buried there in Nizamuddin. So he also included this in his work, Hayatu Sahaba. Hayatu Sahaba was written in Arabic by Mawlana Yusuf Sahib, afterwards translated in Urdu, English, other languages. Then the famous hadith in Mishkat is very weak hadith, but is acceptable in fadail and virtues. So you say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us barakah during these months of Rajab and Sha'ban, and Ya Allah, spare us for the month of Ramadan. People ask, where is this hadith in Mishkat? So go open Babul Jumu'ah, Abwabul Jumu'ah, you will find it there in the ending there. Another discussion here, should you say Rajabin or Rajabah? Both is permissible, but better to say Rajabah, because why? You're referring to this month of Rajab, not any Rajab. So therefore, but we shouldn't make these type of things issues now. Some Maulana wants to read Rajabin, is fine. So, but better and afsa, more eloquent friend, that will be Allah barik lana fi Rajabah. I heard Sudesh one day reading also. And he read Allah barik lana fi Rajabah wa Sha'bana wa Balighna Ramadan. So that's the correct way of reading. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To start with the interview now proper, Yemen, is it mentioned in the Quran? Yes, directly, indirectly is mentioned. Go open chapter number 34 of the Noble Quran. Chapter 33 is Surah Ahzab, the coalition. 34 is, remember that, the Surah Sabah. So you heard about Queen Sheba. So in 2000, my friend Yusuf Dokrat, he passed away, remember, in 2002. So after I resigned from Darul Newcastle, so mashallah, he told me that I must come to his office. I didn't even know where his office is. Anyway, so he had a globe there on his desk. So he told me, where you want to go? So I told him, Yusuf, don't make jokes with me. He said, I'm telling you seriously, wherever you want to go, I'll take you. We go together. Just bring your passports and your wife's passport. Your wife wouldn't come, but I arranged the visas. So I told him America. He said, done. Then he said Canada, because his brother is there. So I said, fine. Then I told him that where else you want to go? He said, Yemen. I said, why Yemen? He said, because when he went for Hajj, you know, from South Africa, we used to have planes going for Hajj and all that, Yemeniya. And then, so he said, they went there in transit and spent a few hours or a few days, whatever. He saw a lot of poverty. So I said, if we're going to Yemen, then we go for Umrah. So alhamdulillah, this was around October, September, somewhere there. So we went, I think, to September. So anyway, then we went there, mashallah. So too, then the visas he arranged for America, 10 years for me and my wife, 3 years for Canada. That time, no problems. You know, it was before that 9/11 and that. So alhamdulillah, then we went to Yemen also. So I'll come to that as well. So if you look at it, لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئِمْ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ. You see that, where Allah speaks of that. Then Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam sending Hudhud and saying, there, there's a lady. The hotel we stayed was known as Malika Sabah, Queen Sheba, you know. 5-star hotel, very nice, mashallah. And so forth and so on. So therefore, the reference is there, nobody can go. And you know, if you go today and you got time, so you must remember, you must go and visit that Ma'arib and all these places where the floods came and all that. All this Quran is spoken about and so forth. Regarding a hadith, if you look in sequence, then you will find the greatest reward is from Makkah Mukarramah, then Medina Munawwara, and thereafter, remember, will be Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, then Yemen. All these ahadith you will find in Bukhari Sharif. Some you will find in Muslim Sharif. 100% authentic. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina. Ya Allah, give us barakah in Sham. Sham means the Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T. Referring to Syria, Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon. So these four countries together refer to that. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, give us barakah in Yemen. This Yemen don't refer to today's Yemen. It refers to the greater Yemen. If you know anything about our Islamic history and our places, you see today, if you look at your map, Najran has become part of Saudi Arabia. But if you look at the real Najran in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, in that time, it's part of Yemen. So it includes that as well. So like that, many other places that today are no more really technically because of wars and politics and all that. So now they make deal this way, that way. So anyway, so Najran is just an easy example, because Najran is spoken of in the hadith. So originally Najran, part of Yemen, today part of Saudi Arabia. So like that, it refers to Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Then somebody said, "Wafi Najdina," Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam refused. Najd refers to the Saudi Arabia and all that Riyadh and that. The Master Alayhi Salaam said, "Open Bukhari Sharif, that there al-fitan was zalazil." The fitnas, look at the fitna today. What, we can't even go for Umrah, Hajj and so forth. If you speak one word, they lock you up. You can't even carry a Palestinian flag and so forth. Worse than the kafir countries they are. You must remember that. So therefore, but remember that their oil is booming, the people are going, tourism is booming. So this is not barakah, it's muhula. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ وَبَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When a nation and people forget the advices given to them, then Allah opens the doors. But the word barakah is not mentioned. And then حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. When they're very proud and, you know, arrogant with what they are given. We got 2030 and that expo. We got 2034 World Cup, all that. Inshallah, all before all that, inshallah, they'll be driven out also. أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. We will seize them. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Then they will become totally despondent and in a state of despair and so forth. Inshallah. So we should know these things. Now look at all these ahadith. One, Nabi alayhi salam making, and if you see that the Saudi ulama today, when you speak of Najd, they refer it to Iraq. But then when you ask them the question of Mawaqit, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam designated the miqat and said, "Wali ahli al-Yaman yalamlam, wali ahli al-Madina," for people of Medina, Zul Hulayfa. And then, "Wali ahli Sham," and all that. So, "Wali ahli Najdin qarnul manazil." So all this is in Saudi Arabia. Till today, nobody can refuse it. So it shows that that is what is meant. Not what you trying to fool the people and so forth and so on, to exclude Saudi Arabia. That's totally wrong. We had a big discussion on this in a conference there when we went. They got tangled up properly. Afterwards, they realized that these guys here, one sheikh from Cape Town, he caught them on this point. I forget his name. Jazahullahu khairan. He tangled them up properly with that and so forth, that we all added the word masala, you know. So then they knew that these guys, they're not just changu mangus who came here, they can just fool us, like, you know. So anyway, so then they little bit, they should make proper mutala and come and teach, you know. So this, so it was good experience. Anyway, so that was about that hadith and so forth. Okay, so now if you take Yemen, so one hadith I gave you. Next one, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun. True Iman, perfect Iman you will find in Yemen. Wal-Hikmatu Yamaniya. You will find wisdom there in Yemen. Next one, Al-Fiqhu Yamaniyun. Also in Bukhari Sharif. Al-Fiqhu Yamaniyun. So they must remember that fiqha. So you can make two meanings, either the true jurisprudence and so forth you will find there, or you can make fiqh, the literal meaning, the true understanding of the deen of Islam, you will find also in Yemen and so. And the Arabs, if you look at it, you must remember, majority of them today, if you look at their forefathers, and they come from Yemen. And a karamat of them is what? You see all the Sahilul Bahar, where mostly the Shafi'i stay. So they went to all these parts there, and the Tujjar, the business people, and they brought those people into the fold of Islam. You look at your African map and so forth, you will see it's all Yemen. You must remember that, that the Yemenis made them Muslim, and till today your Zanzibar and all this, you must remember. So you will find that the Yemeni businessmen came there. So that is the barakah and so forth and so on. And they all became Shafi'is, majority of them. So that is also your Muqaddamah. Now we come to what's happening now. So you have the Houthis. Who are the Houthis? The Houthis are Zaydis. I think I showed you that book of Imam Abu Zahra, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i. One is Imam Zayd. You got it by you. Yeah, it's him. So you must remember that. So that Imam Zaid. So remember when we went in 2000, Brother Yusuf Dokrat and myself, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. His son passed away 2002, motor car accident, very tragic accident on a Friday. After a few years, his father passed away. Three generations all passed away on a Friday. You know, I had to go and perform janazah. And Ma is still alive, Ben Dokrat. Allah give us siha afia. So anyway, the point I'm making here is that the Zaydis, when we went into, we used to read Salat behind them, everything. So they part of Muslim Ummah, they're not non-Muslims or something. Yes, there's one, two issues we don't agree with them. They call them Zaydis, they call them Tafdiliya. They believe and accept all the Sahaba, but they say Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is the greatest. Then they give all his manaqib and virtues. So anyway, the point is this, we don't agree on that, obviously. We say first Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, then Sayyidina Umar Farooq, then Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. But they're Muslims, right? So these Houthis is a tribe. So they came into existence in the year, like politically, and that in the early 90s. But they began prominence and that in 2014, 2015, and that. This Harami MBS, when he just came into power, Minister of Defense and that, unprovoked, he went to attack Yemen. Like a fool and idiot, you know. He murdered thousands of them and he displaced millions of them. And if you know anything of Yemen, Yemen is the poorest Arab country. Yemen is the poorest Arab country. So now he said, no. You see, his thinking was what? That I will finish them up, then the Shias will not be a threat to me and to Saudi Arabia. And so the whole thing boomerang on him, and more of his people got lost than they got lost. The losses were more for them than for the Yemeni people. And America started helping them. So all these things, you should know that as well. And just unnecessary, you know, millions and billions of dollars down the drain. So that is what happened there and so forth. Now, lo and behold, 1 year today is 6th of January. So you must remember 1 year, 3 months, 15 months today. So 7th October, they make big noise about that. So it's 15 months exactly today. So if you want to be technical tomorrow, but today also it's fine. So you must remember that Israel, first Hamas attacked them, they're 100% justified. Any Jutla you kill there in Israel, you justified. Everyone is a settler. Gideon Levy also wrote that. He said that the settlers are subhuman and everybody there is a settler. So remember that one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So they did that because they 16 years there in a concentration camp. What do you expect them to do? They must fight back. So now 15 months have passed. So you have one side Hezbollah, they controlled by the Iranians. You have Iran helping with arms and munition. Then you have Hamas, they Sunni 100%. Then you have the Houthis. So now this Houthis, you can't say that they're all Shia in that sense. That's wrong. Our people don't understand things. They're just like sheep, you know, just carrying on. So you must remember that you can say like this, that half of them, quarter of them, one third of them, even today are still Zaydis. They're Muslim and so forth. And I told you that one, two, ikhtilaf, but they're still Muslim. And the other half, quarter, whatever you want to say, so they have. Now what happened? Iran knows the weakness of everybody. Orat and Dalat, you see, they bribe them up with money and so forth, women, whatever, and give them $1 million and so forth. So they told them, you must join the mainstream. But till today, you must remember, Iran cannot control the Houthis completely, as they do with Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan. Sometimes they can control them, sometimes they can't control them. Therefore, for every one of you listening to this here, I said it yesterday in Q&A, and this now also this morning, last night also I sent it out. There is a person, and if you look at your Haaretz newspaper, you will find his name there. Melman, M-E-L-M-A-N, you should make a note of that. So Yossi Melman, so a Jutla writer, YOSSI Melman. I sent it to the staff and all of them. So he gave a wonderful interview. He said that the Houthis are making the Americans dance. They knocked down 14 American drones and proved it to the world. That is what we did. And they're knocking the British. They're knocking Israel. All three countries cannot defeat them. This is not we saying, this is your man saying it. So that's a big, big proof. And it's a miracle what these people are doing. Poorest country in the Arab world, and you look at the richest countries, Saudi Arabia, and you look at the Emirates, and all these other haramis, you understand, Kuwait and what. So rich they are. But what are they doing? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just send some food, send some money. But majority, they'll give the money or resources and what have you to Israel. And so forth. I mean, it's an open secret that you can't be so foolish and all that. So you see, so Allah selects whoever He wants. And now, till today, in the past weekend and few days, they put 5 billion Israelis in the bunkers, in the shelter. Half the population of Israel. They say, we can't work, we can't sleep. Imagine, in this day and this age. Now you must understand the real politics. Now Iran is no more giving them now, so much arms, ammunition, because they don't listen to Iran all the time. So China came in, China, big haramis. So China say, we don't want to get involved directly, so they play the game. So China is giving the Houthis a lot of arms, ammunition, everything. And you saw these Jutlas out, Americans out, British out. We got big problems with them as it is. So that is how they're getting their arms and ammunition now. Allah's Qudrat, they're putting so many interceptors. But these guys shoot their drones, their missiles, all it goes through. You understand? So many a time they could not detect it and so forth. And that is what goes. So now, what they try to do? They try to bribe them up. We will give you this, we'll give you that, we'll give you... They say, we're not interested in anything. You must... Two things you must do. Exactly what Hamas say. There must be a permanent ceasefire, and all the aid must go through unhindered and unreserved, unconditionally. Then we talk about, we won't fire upon you, which is excellent. They are just echoing the sentiments of Hamas and so forth. So that's a great game they are playing, you must remember. If you know the real politics, this is a sad part. We Muslims, we live in our own cocoon, you know. So they even spoke to Oman. Oman is their Muscat. And they said, speak to these guys here. They're causing a lot of problems for us. Oman spoke to them. They told him, go to hell. We're not interested. We made our demands clear. You must get out of Gaza and permanent ceasefire, and all the aid must come in. Now imagine. And then, no British ships allowed to go through the Red Sea. No American ships allowed. And no Israeli ship. So if they just close the door for and the road and the route for the Israelis, so that Babul Mandab, as they call, so they can't use that. Now they will have to come the long guard through the Cape of Good Hope. That will be $1 billion extra expenses for them and so forth. 1/3. 30-33% of the world import export goes through Suez Canal and through the Red Sea. Now imagine if they closed it there. So and they are closing it. So China gives them arms. So what China says, let all our ships go through. They say 100% deal done. Smart thinking, you see. So you must understand these things here. So that is what we Muslim Ummah don't understand. And don't fall in the trap that every Houthi is a Shia. No, it's not like that. You must remember that. Many of them are still Zaydis. Yes, this is true. Some of them, now the actual percentage that only Allah knows. So if you want to break it down, say half and half, for example, so that they have become Shias because of money, whatever you all these type of things. But if you ask me, in this world, the Houthis are playing one of the greatest role for the liberation of Masjid al-Aqsa and for Palestine, and an asset to the Ummah compared to all these Arab tenpot regime, tenpot dictators, your Egypt and your Jordan and your Bahrain and your Morocco and Emirates and Saudi Arabia, the leadership, all kuffar of them. Not one is a Muslim. So Mahmoud Abbas Abbas and all that, all shaitan's haramis. So understand that how and what the strategic role they are playing, these Houthis. So when you spell it, you must spell properly, the Houthis of Yemen, that should be the title. So the Houthis of Yemen, H-O-U-T-H-I-S. We must show the people, it's not Houthi, as the Western press say, they're making it a ta. Sometimes I think they do this deliberately. They know the Muslim Ummah half asleep. They don't even know their letters properly. So your Muslim alphabets properly. So they say Houthis. You see, it's not Houthis. Houthi with a tha. So we must know these things here. Yeah. And I dare Yemen has got so much. If I just give you quickly, Sahaba who went to Yemen in time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Mu'az bin Jabal, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari from the Ash'ari tribe in Yemen. When I went there, I went to Masajid built by Sahaba in the time of Nabi alayhi salam. So when you go to Yemen, San'a Qadi, Sana Jadid, and remember that the old Sana and the new Sana. So you must visit the Masjid of Farwa bin Musaik, Mim Sin Yaqaf. You must visit the Masjid of Wabar radiallahu an. Then there's Jamiatul Imam. So there's a big Darulum there. We visited that. But I think he passed away now, Dr. Abdul Hamid Zandani. So remember Sheikh Abdul Hamid. His Darulum is like our Darulums in India, Pakistan, and so forth. Now I don't know. I'm speaking about 2000 and so forth. And remember the government, they are puppets. Remember the Hadi government, sponsored by the Saudis and the West and so forth. They will do nothing. They will recognize Israel. So that is what we don't want. So therefore, if you understand the real politics, then we should be the ones that are supporting these people. And that is, you must remember the Houthis and read about them. And therefore, I'm sending it out there. Yossi, I was shocked yesterday when I opened the Haaretz newspaper. In the Q&A, Hafiz Wadi asked, what's the latest in Gaza? So when I just opened my phone to see that, you know, understood what they leading with, I see first article, they got leading article, the caption, and the heading, Yossi Melman. And is it not too late now? That regarding the Houthis, because now they want to bring peace with them, making what? Bribe them. And they're not interested. So they, the Americans, British, Israel, are saying, these are crazy people. When you want to practice on that, you become crazy. When you become their chamcha and sidekick, then you are very enlightened. You see? So that's how they play with our minds and so forth and so on. So Allah give them hidayat. Allah give us hidayat. Allah grant victory to them. Allah decimate and dismantle all these Israeli Jews and Zionists and all the so-called Muslim Arab countries that are helping them and assisting them. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al muhdallin al ghasibin wa man wa'alahum, and those who are with them and their friends and the people who are helping them in cash or other type of help and assistance. So that is what we should really understand. And I will go this far also, how I encourage you to visit Makkah, Medina, if you haven't been there at all. Go for your Umrah, go for your Hajj, go to Medina Munawwara Ziyarat. Then you must go to Aqsa and Palestine, and you must go to Yemen also. Fascinating. In the one day I read in the Haaretz newspaper, they said in Melbourne, people with sandals are beating us. Mm-hmm. People with sandals are beating us. If you look at them, tough people, man. They pick up one fridge, big fridge, freeze at one person. I saw with my own eyes. And they wear lungi, the sarong. And then they got the dagger inside. That every male must have a dagger. That's his pride. It's the khanjar. So that they wear. And that I say, hey, watch out. I say, don't worry. We know how to handle it and all these type of things. So fascinating to see them and what they're doing. Chumpal and lungis and they're busy in the army. Stand. So they're giving them, like our Taliban, stood with their chumpals and all. And they're busy knocking the Americans and the coalition. So that is Allah. Allah chooses whoever he wants. People who have love for Islam, people who are devoted, and they have love for Nabi alayhi salam, not because of materialism or because of this and this and Allah takes work from them. So we make dua, inshallah, whether Trump comes or whether whoever moron comes. So remember, Allah Ta'ala uses them to dismantle the whole Israeli regime. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.